along with updated Cochrane reviews of interventions to help adults quit smoking, the Cochrane Tobacco Addiction Group have updated their review of ways to prevent the commercial sale of cigarettes to children as one of the strategies to stop them from starting to smoke. This is important if smoking rates are to fall and tobacco-related illnesses and deaths are to decrease in the future. In the developed world, it is quite often illegal to sell tobacco to children under a certain age. Unfortunately, these laws are often ignored. Shopkeepers don't want to lose sales or say they can't tell how old children are, while children may claim to be buying for their parents or show false identification. Lindsay Steed and Tim Lancaster from the Department of Primary Health Care at the University of Oxford in England have updated their Cochrane review, which looks at studies where attempts have been made to improve compliance by educating shopkeepers or giving warnings or penalties for making illegal sales. What the research suggests is that it was quite easy to produce a reduction in illegal sales by issuing fines or other penalties, which usually make shopkeepers much more cautious. Unfortunately, the way sales rates are measured in these evaluations might be unreliable. Using underage youth to attempt to purchase might not be a good guide to what actually happens when children who are determined to get cigarettes wish to do so. Children who already smoke are probably much more successful than the children used to test the success of the interventions. The smokers may be known to the shopkeeper, they may lie about their age, and they probably behave differently in the shop. When the reviewers looked at trials, which have a harder outcome such as smoking prevalence in a community, there is much less evidence that these interventions have an effect. This doesn't necessarily mean that the interventions don't work at all. There isn't much data, and methodologically, it is difficult to do research, but it should lead to caution about how much can be achieved through enforcement efforts alone. The authors of the Cochrane Review point out that not all researchers would agree with their rather cautious interpretation of the data. Whilst they would agree that children don't buy all their own cigarettes themselves, especially when first experimenting, they still think that making purchase difficult is bound to reduce smoking. They would argue that sharing cigarettes should become rarer when purchase is harder, and that a perception that access is difficult will deter children from experimenting with their first cigarette. However, the conclusion by the Cochrane reviewers, based on the mass evidence compiled for their review, which went beyond randomized trials in order not to miss any evidence of potential benefits, is that policymakers should think carefully before using the scarce resources available for tobacco control in this area. A more promising approach might be to address community attitudes and norms, and make people more aware of the importance of not giving cigarettes to children or buying them on their behalf. You can read this updated review in full at www.cochrane.org.